Not from a big stream.
Oh, it could be just a little.
No, I don't think I know that one.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we? What do you call flat grass that's around the seacoast? There by Savannah. Where there's tall grass sticking up.
Well, that's called a marsh, where the marsh is.
Okay.
That's right.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man uses to keep his pants?
Now, in my older days, mama called them.
I'm going to use your thumb.
All right, darling. In older days, they call them galluses. That's right, in older days, they call them galluses. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
I think some people still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you call unthickened gravy that you can make just like water and ham?
Well, you have to put a little thickening to that.
Yeah, but before you thicken.
Mama.
Okay. Well, not hardly in a way. Not if it's ham gravy. If you want a little thick, you've got to add a little kind of flour.
Yeah, but Mother, if it's just gravy that you've made over some ham, just poured some, you know, you fried your ham and you pour off most of the grease and you just got a little bit in there and you poured some water over it. And it makes a red gravy. What do you call that?
Well, I would say that's the one I always call
red eye.
Gravy, yeah, that's right.
What do you call the liquid that you used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene. A lot of people say, kerosene. Now, if it's, as Rudy said, kerosene. But it's all is the same, you know, thing.
Okay. And do you have a name for a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? They sometimes run wild in the woods.
They call swampers. And, no. Razorbacks and swampers. Hmm. That's right.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Well, you know, so many people got that. You know, some said that's isolated feet. How is that?
This may have been something that your grandparents might have used, but some people used to say children shouldn't go barefoot out in the dewy ground because they might
have... Ground itch.
Yeah, okay. Is that
the same as that? Yeah, but no, Lord, no. Ground itch. That was why I was raised to say, you know, in my... Oh, it's the ground itch, but now they don't say that, it's sandworms. Sandworms gets in, that's right, eagle bear food. That's right. But athletic feet was caught in the army by so many people, that's right. And they say that's called, you have these cement bathrooms, and you be on that cement floor.
That's right.
Because I know I have brothers, and I know what her husband has talked about to me.
He got
healing
fever, he's in school, showers at school.
Hey, what do you call homemade whiskey? Or what do other people call homemade whiskey?
Well, I guess it's something I don't know very much about. What you call homemade whiskey?
What was Charger made, Mom? Or what did they say?
Well, you know, back long years ago, you know, people used to what they call now, but you don't hear that now. Moonshine. You know.
Oh.
But you don't hear that now.
When they make it out of corn, what do they call it?
And that's what you call it.
That's a difference. It's called corn liquor.
Look at that. I don't know.
Okay.
Mom,
what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Well, we're here.
I can turn it up if you want. A child might say, boy, I hope I get a lot of what for Christmas?
Toys.
Okay. Now this next section is going to remind you of school, but it's not meant to find out what's right or anything like that. We just want to find out the form of the word that you ordinarily use.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the way words change, like mm-hmm. you say, today I see you, but yesterday I saw you, mm-hmm. because from see to saw.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were talking about...